Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this lovely Sunday morning. What a day, what a day. Well, it is the day that the Lord has made, and I am so grateful to be here. And, you know, we all know that this is Super Bowl Sunday. Woo-hoo, you know, the Chiefs and the 49ers, and everybody's getting up, getting ready, hopefully for church and not for the Super Bowl, because, you know, we do have to spend some time with God, because that is our assignment. But the word that God gave me this morning is, do you have any extra oil? Because, you know, folks are going to be frying chicken wings and fried chicken and, you know, getting their stuff together for the party and everybody coming over to grandma's house or over to their brother's house or cousin's house or down the street to Boo Boo and Nims and all the places they going to get their Super Bowl party on. The question is, are you ready? If Jesus came today, would you have the same preparation for him? Would you have the same oil ready for him? Would you be ready to invite him in? Would you have your extra oil, or would you have not gotten your preparations in order? So just a question to think, something to think about. And say, you know, am I ready if Jesus came today? Do I have enough anointing oil? I don't know if you would have, if I would even have enough anointing oil. I pray that I do. And the word that God gave me in our prayer book for yesterday, I share with you today. And then we have another prayer as we end this morning. And the prayer for yesterday is love, law of love. Peter and the apostles replied, we must obey God rather than any human. Mighty God, I owe everything I am and everything I have to you. I would rather spend my days living in the law of your love than anywhere else. Today I consecrate myself to you, asking for your wisdom to guide me into all truth. I want to be aligned with you and your ways, Lord. Keep me on the narrow path that chooses love above all other things, above my comfort, preferences, and other expectations. Your ways are better than my own and better than what others require as well. May I stay true to you and your word as I walk this path with you. Today, let my choices reflect your ways rather than my own. Help me to stay fixed on you, the author and perfecter of my faith. When I begin to default to my own biases, Holy Spirit, would you remind me of the wisdom of your word and ways? I yield my heart and my choices to you today. And the question for this morning is this: what does it mean for you to obey God today? What does it mean for you to obey God today? What is your choice? Are you going to go to church? Are you going to spend some time with God? Are you just going to put all your time on the Super Bowl and what man is doing and not what God is doing? Just a question. No judging. Just ask you, as my neighbor, do you have any extra oil this morning? Are you prepared for when the bridegroom comes? Are you ready? Do you have oil? And as we get ready to go into our word this morning, Heavenly Father God, we come to you with humble hearts, filled with adoration, asking you, Lord God, as always, please increase as we decrease, Lord. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. But we know, Lord God, that it is the blood of Jesus that flows through our veins, the blood that wakes us up in the morning, the blood that gives us peaceful rest at night, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. We know it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountains and flows through the lowest valley. Father God, I thank you for the blood that gives me strength. But Lord, you know all that we have gone through, from bronchitis and everything else. Those that have had the flu and COVID and all kind of respiratory issues over the course of this winter and getting ready for spring. But Lord, we know that we are healed by the blood of Jesus. We know we are healed by his stripes, for your word tells us so. So Father God, we lift up today all those, Lord God, that are going out to go to the Super Bowl parties and to go to different places to get ready for the game, Lord. We ask you that they remember that there is nothing without the Savior, that we have to have our extra oil and be ready, for no one knows when the bridegroom is coming. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for another day. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for just being able to open my mouth and speak this morning. So, Father God, I ask your blessings over my pastor who is traveling. Lord God, excuse me, I ask you to give her strength, to give her strength, to give her wisdom, to give her everything she needs as she gets ready to travel home on tomorrow. And, Father God, I ask you to watch over and bless all the churches, that no church is empty today, that there will be those that will choose you over everything else. And Lord God, I ask you to bless families, that there not be any squabbles, there not be any fights, that there not be anything to make people angry over anything, that is just a game, and that they are not allowed politics or foolishness to come into their family dynamics today as they enjoy time together. So, Father God, we ask for love today. We ask for peace today. We ask for joy today. We ask for more of you today and always. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, increase, Lord, as I decrease. For you are my strength, and you are my holy redeemer. In the name of the mighty Savior, I pray. Amen. Thanking God for his son. Thanking God for his grace. Thanking God for his love. And a question for this morning, for all my Super Bowl fans out there, is do you have any extra oil? And you'll understand as we get through our word this morning. You know, I was all excited. You know, I finally was able to really get feeling better, because many don't know, but I have been dealing with bronchial system issues. I have bronchitis, I had a bout of bronchitis, but I am healed by the blood of Jesus. I claim it, I name it, and I know it because I know who my Father is. And guess what? He loves me a whole lot because I love him just as much because I am grateful to be a child of God and to know that I am covered by the blood of the Lamb. And we have to know that. We have to know who our bridegroom is. We got to know that when he comes, we are ready and that we have our extra oil. You know, this morning we're going to be coming out of the book of Matthew chapter 25. And, you know, you don't want to think of the morbidity of death. But, you know, my oldest son told me, he said, you know, Mom, if I die before you, this is the scripture that I want preached at my funeral. And I said, wow, that's morbid. But then when I went back and as I studied, I understood, because you have to have a heart of compassion. And so many times we forget to have a heart of compassion. You know, the other day I, you know, wanted to do something. But when I went to do it, it was like, well, what happened, God? And the Lord was like, it was just a test to see what you would do. And I guess I passed the test, but I was kind of disappointed that I wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. And I almost felt like God laughing to say, even though you didn't feel your best, you wanted to do something for somebody else. And that made me feel good to know that God knows our hearts. When I was hungry, you fed me. So who are you feeding today? Who are you reaching out today? Who are you helping today? Or are you just worried about yourself and your family and your friends and what you going to do? And honestly, I'm one of those people that I am very private. You know, you guys may think that I'm the life of the party, but I'm not. I'm a very private person. And I don't like to have a whole lot of people in my home. I just don't. But I love God. And I invite you into my home through my voice, through what I do for the Lord. But I just feel that if somebody needed it, I would open my doors, which I have. But I am very picky and I prayerful of who I open my doors to, because God just gives us discernment and understanding. And he wants us to understand that everybody that smiles in your face is not your friend. Everybody who claims to love him, he does not always know. And so we have to have the discernment of the Father to know who we allow into our life and who we don't. So don't let anybody make you feel bad because you didn't invite them to your house for the Super Bowl. Don't let anybody make you feel bad because you are having a rough time, but nobody seems to ask, how are you doing? So it's about me and not about you. So I say to you this morning, how are you doing? I pray that all is well with you as we get ready to go into the Word of God. And this morning, you know, when I started talking about oil, God showed me our psalm for this morning. And we're coming out of the 20th Psalm, verse number 6. And it says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. And I can say, yes, Lord, I feel better. Thank you for saving my life. When you can't breathe and you're coughing like crazy and everybody out trying to say you got COVID when you know you don't, you done tested negative and everything. But then, you know, the devil likes to keep busy. But you got to say, not today, Satan. I'm not letting you get to me. I'm not letting you talk to me. Goodbye. And then you hear the word says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Are you standing upright this morning? Are you feeling better today? Because you know who you belong to. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. The King of glory is our Savior. So we can only say thank you. Thank you for saving us, Savior. Thank you for being there. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for giving your life for our sinful selves. And then as we go into the 21st Psalm, it says this to the chief musician of Psalm of David. And we know David was a prayer warrior. And he said, the king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation. How greatly shall we rejoice? Are you rejoicing over the Lord today? You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips, Selah. But you met him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence, for the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. As we sang when we were kids, I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. You know, David did not play. He knew who his help. He knew that he had to have his extra oil. And it says, your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. There's offspring you shall destroy from the earth and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. David didn't say, we're going to praise my power. He said, we're going to praise the power of the Lord. But we know that we are who we are because God is with us. When God is with us, who can stand against us? We got to know who we belong to. We got to have our extra oil. And you got to learn how to say no. When somebody comes to ask, can I borrow some? The answer is no. I need it for myself. Sometimes you just got to be a little selfish when it comes to what you got to do for the Lord. You got to let folks know, I'm sorry, I can't hang with you today. And no, I don't have any extra oil. I have just enough for myself. And, you know, we've all been taught, you can't be selfish. You know, I used to be like, because I was raised like an only child, even though I have siblings, 9 and 10 years older than them. So I was raised alone. And I remember, you know, always wanting to give. My mom had to finally tell me, you can't give everything away, baby. You can give some stuff away, but you got to keep some stuff for yourself, you know. And I thought about that one day, and I'm like, Lord, I got to give some stuff away. But, you know, when I was working on this lesson this morning, all I kept hearing is, you got to keep some oil for yourself, you know, because I am one to give away stuff. And I gave away some anointing oil. And I thought, Lord, I should have probably kept some of that oil for myself. But, you know, God's like, yeah, you should have. But because you know you needed that anointing oil over yourself and over your children. And I said, yeah, but God, thank you for giving me some extra. But, you know, we got to have that extra oil because you got to learn how to say no. No means no. Do you have any extra oil? Your answer might have to be no, I do not, not today. But you might want to go buy you some. And as I'll go back into the word of God, you know, it says some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We got to trust God. You got to trust God that he is coming back. Jesus is coming. The question is when, where, and how. We already know the how, and we already know where. But the when, only God knows. Don't let anybody tell you that he's coming in tomorrow. Don't let him tell you he's over there. He's over to the left. Oh, he's over to the right. No, he already told you how he's coming, and we better be ready for that. And we better know that we never know when we are entertaining angels unaware. How do you treat your fellow man? And it says this, we could change this verse to say some trust in tanks and some in missiles. Come on now, Dr. Stanley. But we will put our hope in the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Armaments throughout history have changed, but God always remains the same. We got folks dying. We got folks losing their life because folks determined to feel like bombs and missiles will save them when maybe all they need, no, you know, maybe, when all they needed to do was get on their knees. Just imagine what could happen in Israel and Gaza if they put down arms and folks got on their knees. You talk about the Wailing Wall, then why aren't you at it praying? You talk about how much you love the Lord, then why aren't you on your knees? You talk about how much you love Allah, which is one God. We all know it's the same God. We let folks divide, but we know that God is God, and there's only one, and they know it's only one. We all are the same. We come from the same lineage. We know. Just imagine if the folks on the Gaza side got on their knees and the folks on the Israeli side got on their knees. And imagine if America got on its knees. And imagine if Ukraine got on its knees and if Russia got on its knees. And all of this world got on its knees and prayed could happen on this planet. Just imagine if we put as much emphasis on the Super Bowl we put on prayer. Just imagine what God could do. Just imagine how a move of God could happen if we all just prayed. And the psalmist says, David said, you have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. God invites us to ask him for things, but even the things he gives us will never make us happy. Only his presence can do that. The deepest delights are found only in him, not in any of his gifts. Are you speaking to God today? Do you have your extra oil? Are you taking some time to get on your knees? Are you taking some time to say, Lord, I give myself away for you to use me? And then it says your hands will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven. God said that. This is in the word of God. In the time of your anger. We all know that there are going to be some folks that are going straight to hell. They're going right to the fiery pit. And the Lord is going to look at them and say, I don't know you. But Lord, when did I? You didn't. That's the point. I don't know you. I don't know your name. But I want him to know mine. I want to have that. What's that song? Fame, I want to live forever. You know, I want people to know my name. I want the Lord to know my name. It's Bridget Marie. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. That's what I want. I want to know that my hand is lifted up, my eyes are lifted up. to the heavens from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. Those, I'm looking at them mountains. I'm looking at them hills. For I know that my help is coming from God. I know that my help came from God. I know that I have extra oil because I'm waiting for the Savior to come. I'm waiting for my bridegroom, and I got my oil ready. We got to get our oil. Come on now. Get your oil. Get prepared. And then it tells us in our Psalms, your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. A classic sermon of many years ago was titled, Payday Someday, to God in faith and receive his pardon and grace. Or we can reject his offer of life and become his enemy. Those are the options. Which one will you choose today? Will you choose the pardon and grace? Or will you reject the Lord today? I'm choosing God. I'm choosing the blood that gives me strength. I'm choosing my Father who loves me beyond measure. That's who I'm choosing today. And as I go into a proverb this morning, it says in Proverbs chapter 7, for starting at verse number 6, for at the window of my house, I look through my lattice. You know, we know that we're talking about some scandalous stuff. You know, Solomon, you know, he's trying to give his son, he's trying to give our son, you know, a cautionary tale. Be careful where you put your feet. And I say this today for those that are listening out there. Be careful where you put your feet today. You know, don't go to just anybody's house today. Be careful where you take yourself. Because this is what the Word of God tells us in Proverbs chapter, in my little T there. It says, for the window of my house, I looked through my lattice and saw among the simple. I perceived among the youth a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner. And he took the path to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside. At times, in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she called him and kissed him. With an impudent face, she said to him, I have a peace offering with me. Today I have paid my vows, so I come out to meet you, diligently to seek your face. And I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed where myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home on the appointed day. With her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him. Immediately went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter or as a fool to the correction of the stock, till an arrow struck his liver as a bird hastens to the snare. He did not know it would cost his life. Wow. He did not know it would cost his life. The wages of sin is death. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her path. For she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. Can I say it again? Her house is a way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. Verse chapter 8 of Proverbs. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gate at the entry of the city, at the doors, to tell you, oh, men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. Oh, you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. We got to be careful. You got to be careful. We, as mothers of children of sons, tell your sons, beware. Beware. You can't go any old place. You know, and I say this again, be careful where you put your feet today. Be careful where you take yourself for that Super Bowl party. Be careful where you go. Make sure you have your extra oil, because you don't know when you got to be anointed. On Proverbs 7 and 14, I have peace offerings with me today. I have paid my vows. People have long used religious language, come on now, to entice naive believers and to fuse religious practices with genuine godliness. But we should never confuse sentiment with true spirituality. We got to be very, very careful. Don't just believe everything you hear. You got to go to the book. You got to go to the throne and not to the phone. You got to tell your baby, be careful where you put your feet. And our young men, be careful whose house you're going to. Make sure that you're not going to your friend's house and your friend's not home. You know, come on now. We got to tell it straight and be straight. Tell your son, be careful where you go, because we are trying to keep our children from the slippery slope to hell. And as we get into our main word this morning, coming out of Matthew chapter 25, and the word that God gave me was, do you have any extra oil? And it says this when we get to Matthew chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Whew. I know there are some that are waiting for their bridegroom to come. They waiting to be chosen. They are waiting for their Boaz and their Adam. But the issue is, are you prepared for your Boaz? Are you prepared for your Adam? And it says this, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while their bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, said, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go run to those who sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. So watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Do you have your extra oil, lady? Are you prepared for the bridegroom? Are you looking up? Are you waiting? Do you have your spiritual oil in tow? Do you have your life ready for the Lord to come? Are you kind of just waiting and don't have your extra oil because you figure you got enough time to go buy some? We don't always have time. We need to make sure our oil is in order. Do you have your extra oil? Do you have that extra bottle? Do you have your extra stuff? Do you have your extra oil? I asked you today, did you tell somebody, no, I don't have any extra oil for you today? We got to learn to let our no be no and our yes be yes. If God tells you to rest, rest. Don't let anybody make you feel guilty because you didn't get up and do this, that, and the other. You got to do what God says do. And when he says rest, you rest because you need your extra oil. And then it goes on to tell us, for the kingdom of heaven, it's like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more talents. But who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents. Besides them, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. You have what it is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him. So he took the talent from him and gave it to him who had 10 talents. For to any, everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. That will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Lord is telling us it's time to go to work. You know, you're going to sit on your laurels. It's time to go to work. You don't know when the Lord is coming. If God is giving you a talent, use it for the Lord. If you can sing, sing for the Lord. If you can dance, dance for the Lord. If you can speak, speak the word of God. Whatever you're called to do, just, we got to have that swish like Nike. Just do it. Gain what God has given you. Try to gain more. I thank God every day for the blessings of opening my mouth to be able to speak his word, to be able to read his word. I thank God for the eyesight. I thank God for a voice. Because there are times where I have not been able to speak, but God opened my mouth. So I say, thank you, Lord. We got to learn how to tell God, thank you. And we got to keep increasing. Whatever it is God has given you, increase, increase, increase for the kingdom. Give God your best. Praise. Give God your best. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And as we go into the continuing in chapter 25, this word here, touch, I read it. because I want to be that person giving. I want to be that person that knows the Lord. I don't want to say, when did I do that? No, I want to know when I did it. And it says, and when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to sit on the throne of his glory. And if you need it, Yeshua will sit on the throne of his glory. But he knows who we are. Our Heavenly Father will allow his Son to come back to this wicked world, because it is God who's in charge of the appearing. Hallelujah. Not man. So don't let anybody tell you Jesus is coming on December the 31st, 2025. No, you don't know when he's coming, because God is not giving you that information, and he won't. The Son of Man does not even know when he is coming. Don't listen. He's already told you. Jesus told us in his word, if they say, I'm in there, don't go. If I'm in the desert, don't go. He told you, don't go. He goes on to tell us, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Can I say it? He divides the sheep from the goats. Y'all catching it? You're catching. Okay, y'all catch it later. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. You know, the greatest of all time folks, that we are better than God kind of folks. Greatest of all. I'm the greatest of all time. All righty then. And then the king will say to those on his right hand, those sheep who follow the shepherd, who follow the Father, who follow the Son, who follow after God, those sheep who know the voice of their shepherd, them folks like myself and you, I'm hoping and praying, you know, on the right hand, because I'm claiming my right side in the name of Jesus. And it says this, and the king will say to those on his right hand, come you, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you, clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Get it there. Let's go back and then he will also say to those on the left hand, the goats, the greatest of all time, the I got it going on, it's all about me. Folks on the left, the goats, you know them folks. He will say, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you, then he will answer them saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. God wants us to love each other. We have folks that got more than they could ever, ever need and are selfish and talk about people like dogs. We can't allow anybody else into our country, so we're going to put barbed wire over the river and kill their children. We're going to cage these kids of these immigrants because they're strangers. We don't need anymore. Vilify the homeless. We're going to take away food stamps and SNAP. We don't care. Seniors don't need Medicare, Medicaid. They don't need Social Security. They should have worked and put their money in investments like I did. They don't need any help in the end. They can work until they die. All right. Because I know I'm the greatest of all times. I did everything I was supposed to do. I got 5 houses and 1,000 cars. I have all the money that I could ever. I'm a billionaire. I got it all. All right. All right. Gain the whole world. Lose your soul. I'm going to be on the side of the lamb. I'm going on the sheep side. What side are you on? I'm on the Lord's side. I'm going to stand on the right hand of God, right there with the Savior. And as we go into Matthew chapter 26 this morning, it says, now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these things, that he said to his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask, a very costly fragrant oil. Again, do you have your extra oil? And she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, why this waste? For this fragrant oil may have sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. As surely I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? Counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying to him, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them. And they prepared the Passover. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now, as they were eating, he said, assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And each of them began to say to him, Lord, is it I? He answered and said, he who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? He said to him, you have said it. You have said it. Jesus knew. Judas knew. You have said it. But understand, even with all of that, that alabaster box with the extra oil is what is being remembered in this word. Wherever this gospel is preached, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. And it says the woman could not have known that what she did that day would be memorialized in God's word and distributed to the ends of the earth. God loves to reward faithful devotion to him. Do you have your extra oil today? Are you ready? Savior's return. Do you have what you need? And as we go back into our word this morning, just a quick going over some of the scripture and the life example for Matthew chapter 25. A warning against lawfulness, you know, laziness. It says in Matthew 25, Jesus called a lazy servant wicked, unprofitable. That was a very strong rebuke, and we must take heed that Jesus considers lawfulness evil. Yet what is God's description of a person who is lawful? What does a lazy person look like? The first word that describes lawfulness is rebellion. Though we do not serve God in order to earn our salvation, our service to God shows our thankfulness and obedience to him. It is the will of God that his children live a productive life. If we refuse to carry out the work that God is, then we are rebelling against God. Lawfulness is a sin of rebellion. The second word that describes lawfulness is wastefulness. God gifts us in many ways, and he calls us to do certain jobs. It is our personal responsibility as a good steward of those spiritual gifts to use them for his glory rather than serve our own interests. We help one another. Unfortunately, thoughtful people are very self-centered and waste their gifts on mundane things that have no real value for the kingdom of God. The third word that describes thoughtfulness is selfishness. People who are lazy are not concerned with the needs of others. They only care about their own desires. They prefer to steal and take advantage of others in order to get what they want instead of working for it honestly. Yet, to honor God, we must deal honorably with others. The fourth word that describes lawfulness is violation. We are to honor God with everything we do. No matter what our job, we have a responsibility to do our work with diligence, integrity, creativity, and energy, because we are representing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us serve conscientiously with the knowledge that we are pleasing God. And even if our employer does not reward us in the way we should like, God will. Come on now. Tells us that the lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. This is the main problem with the thoughtful person. He thinks he has it all the answer. He has it going on. He thinks he can handle everything, but he really cannot handle anything. Thoughtful people are always deceiving themselves about their own abilities and wisdom. In reality, thoughtful people are foolish and very short-sighted. Instead of preparing for the future, they only worry about today. They have no sense of direction, and they do not try to accomplish anything, not even for their own survival. They do not try to do the will of God because they believe that it takes too much energy to serve God. They are just doing whatever it takes to get through life. Therefore, avoid being thoughtful and serve the Lord with humility and enthusiasm. Then you will hear the master say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And that is certainly a better than the alternative. And this is another word. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. And that's why you got to keep your extra oil. Some people have claimed to know the season of Christ's return, even though the Bible says that no one can determine the day or hour. All such speculation is, say it with me, y'all, useless. The point is to continually watch for his coming. To have your extra oil is what God has put in my heart. Have your extra oil because you don't know when the Savior is coming and you want to be ready. Matthew 25 and 34. Come, you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Just as Jesus is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13 and 8. So has the coming kingdom been prepared for God's people from the foundation of the world. His plan is as ancient as it is sure. Matthew 25:46. These will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. What we do with the good news of Jesus has enormous consequences. The punishment of those who reject Jesus is just as eternal as the reward of those who serve him. Who will you serve? Whose side are you on? That's what God gave us on Friday. Whose side are you on? I'm on the Lord's side. We got to be on the Lord's side today. We got to remember who we belong to and what he stands for. Where will you stand? I'm standing on the right side with the sheep. Y'all can go on, baby. Go on, goats, if you want to. I don't need to be the greatest of all time because there was only one, and his name is Jesus, and he is my Savior. He is my friend, and he's coming back, and I'm going to be on the side of the Lamb. I'm sitting with the sheep myself because I want to follow Jesus, and that's the question. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. That's what we got to have in our spirit today. A no turning back in your spirit that you have decided to follow Jesus. Don't let anybody knock you off your square today. But you are, whew, you are covered. You are on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Remember, where do you stand? We're going to stand on the Lord's side this morning. And I did not get a word from Sister Carolyn today, but I know that we will have one on tomorrow, and we will go there. But I'm looking to see if I did get a word for yesterday. Do not see a word from yesterday either from Sister Carolyn. So I say to you today, family, just remember, carry your extra oil. Because you don't know when the Savior's coming back. And thank you, Jesus. Look how God will do it. Just when you know you need it, here it comes. And our word for this morning from Sister Carolyn is this. Good morning. God can do anything but fail. Have an abundantly blessed Sunday, family. As that is our word for this morning, get your extra oil and remember, where do you stand? You stand on the right side. You stand with the Lamb. You stand with the Shepherd because you want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. And I say to you this morning, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours, family. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Don't forget to go to the Lord's house. Don't let the Super Bowl be more important to you than being with the Lord. Know that God's got you covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. All you got to do is have your extra oil. And when somebody say, can I have a little of your oil? Because I didn't bring enough. Your answer's got to be no. That's all. It's got to be no. Today is a no day. I don't have any extra oil. I have just enough for my own lamp because I know not when the bridegroom is coming. Have a blessed day, family. Be blessed and know that you are covered. And as we go into our day, don't forget, Bible believing, Bible teaching. If they don't open the word of God, if the word of God is not spoken, not read, not even done to bring in Judah, pack up your Bible and go, because it is not the place for you. And for those that I want to stay around for a little bit longer, I just have one more word. And it says, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. As we go into a new week, gracious one, I am so grateful that every day is a new beginning. With you, every moment is a brand new opportunity to be intentional. Even more, you have said that if I am in you, I am a new creation. I have been made new, and even when I look back over my journey with you, if my new body is feeling like it's wearing down, you make me new again. Your love never grows stale, and your grace never grows old. You are always in the presence, though you are not confined to it. I take this time right now in my day to invite you into this moment. Breathe life into me again, blowing away the dust of the world and its weight. Wash me in the light of your goodness, that all the darkness of doubt and the lies that so easily entangle me will be washed away. Your word says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let everything that has bound me fall off now in the name of Jesus, that I may walk freely with you in the land of the living. And the question is, where do you stand? Are you on the Lord's side? Are you with the lambs? Are you with the goats? Think that through, and we'll come back together on tomorrow. Keep your oil ready, ladies. Keep your wigs trimmed, for we don't know when our bridegroom is coming. Have a great day. Again, Bible believing, Bible teaching church. And keep God first. Don't let that game become your God today. Trust him. And it says God can do anything. Okay. The wrap. Why? Because I got to get ready for church. Love you all. Have a great day. It's a wrap.